Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Baby, 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 baby. welcome to the show. Can I play a player, boy? Pretty Tizzle, Pretty Tone in the building, along with Sir Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love, and the lovely diva of flavor, Miss Joy LaShawn, in the building.
But all up in here, y'all.
I want to make you a wonderful. And, of course, I want to be quiet so the elixir of love can spread his love to the world. Elixir, do your thing.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be quiet, big brother, but welcome to the show, everybody. We here another week to do our thing. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Can a Player Play? Hey, hey.
Well, you know, K-Diddy, you've developed quite a female audience out there who can't get enough of the elixir of love, sir. How do you feel about that?
Let me see. What's our address for them to send donations? 4080, what is it?
You're broke ass.
call it what you will, Miss LaShawn.
Okay, I mean, working, bro. You got to like that work it.
Don't be a hater. Be a congratulator.
You know what? I can't even touch that because look at that intro I just gave you. I thought you were going to say something, you know, pleasing to the ladies, but you talk about saying the donation. And what's wrong with you, man?
Well, I was just following up on the statement that you made. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I could always be prolific and knowledgeable and share wisdom and all that stuff, but my response was directly related to the comment that you made.
Yeah.
Something wrong with this boy. But anyway,
I pay attention.
For real.
I pay attention.
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay.
Yes, sir, you do. You're one of the most learned brothers I've met. But today's show, why can't I find the love I see in my mind? And I was like, yeah, and I gotta tell y'all, life inspired this topic, but also I heard an old B.B. King song where he was singing. He's like, I want to live the love that I sing about. And I just thought that. You know that song, Joy? You know that song?
Yeah, I know the one. But you know what? We all want to have that love in our life that what we picture. But that's not going to always happen because people are people, and being human is being human. We're all going to have our faults. You know, we want somebody that's fault-free and perfect and all that. Nobody in this world is perfect. You know what I'm saying? So it's like whoever you get with, you know, you get with. Because we all have our own idiosyncrasies. We all have our faults and stuff. And nobody... I don't care how pretty the package looks, you know, the package can be like, dang, you know, perfect, and it's not. You know, what's pretty on the outside isn't always pretty on the inside. So it is what it is, and you deal with who you deal with. Okay?
Okay, hold on, Joy. I think somebody already wants to comment on what you got to say. Hold on. Bring it. 111, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, this is Joe from Montana. How you guys doing?
Oh, brother.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, boy, everybody's happy that I'm here. Yeah.
Welcome
to the show.
Absolutely, Joe. I'm happy that you're here, even though you don't always agree with me. I always welcome an unbiased opinion. I
welcome
find,
you too, Joe.
I find favor in that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, good. Well... I didn't call up to take issue with Joy. I was listening for about a few seconds before you put me on, Tony, and I agree and disagree with Joy. I do believe that people do have their idiosyncrasies, and no, nobody's perfect. But the thing is that, you know, we've got to try to be as perfect as we can, okay? Because we aren't going to please the other person perfectly because there's too many psychotics and neurotics in this world. So, personally, I think we have to try to be as good as we can be, so that we can try to get with other people who are like us. And if people don't like us, then they don't like us. If they do like us, then they do like us. But, you know, you can't please everybody, but people aren't willing to change either, and people should be. It'd be a lot easier if people were willing to change their own faults.
That would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it, Joe? I think a lot of times, you know, people have unreal expectations that they bring to a relationship too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they want certain things out of it, and they want to be a certain way, but in reality, they're not even all the way right with they shit. You know what I mean? They just not. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you're unreal with your expectations, you know, what you feel is disappointment is not really disappointment. You know what I'm saying? You were off base in the first place.
Yeah, you were setting your own, you were setting yourself up.
With those I would think, you know, it goes all back. It all goes back, and that's one thing that I like so much about the show. In terms of self-help, it all goes back to the individual at the end of the day. You know, if you check that man or that woman in the mirror and be on point with what you're expecting, you would know that, first of all, you know, God didn't make no perfect people. So there's always...
Exactly.
It's just a matter of whether or not you could deal with that particular issue or not.
Right, right. And that's what I was saying. None of us are perfect. You know, we all want that perfect one. There is no perfect one. The only perfect one is God himself. And you know, you ain't getting it. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, because we all have our faults. That's what makes the world go round, because none of us are perfect. Okay?
And at the end of the day, we got to do this one thing for ourselves. In this world, as each day, each month, each year of our life, it is on us to be better for ourselves, first of all, so that those around us can see the betterment in us and hopefully make themselves better. Because if I ain't being better for me, I can't be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah, love
saying?
Yourself. Yeah, love yourself first and then love others. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's even really hard to love somebody else when you don't love yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think people, you know, especially like I've said before, I'm over 45. I have to deal with other people's expectations, like Diddy was talking about, because everybody does. But the thing that I set boundaries, and I happen to believe that for a relationship to truly work. Well, there are a number of factors all of us will agree upon. You got to, you know, trust, respect, admiration, yada, yada. But the thing is, with this expectation factor, you know, when you get into a relationship with people, when you get married to people, I don't understand why they should expect anything more than coming home, just holding hands and watching TV, assuming you don't have kids, and then be dissatisfied with that. Because if you've already known who that person is by dating them, by sleeping with them, and then, you know, finally tying the knot, you should be satisfied with what you've got. There shouldn't be any more of, well, let's fill in the time with some excess talk. Let's see what we can do to be exciting. Me? No. I happen to like peace, quiet, harmony. If I have somebody next to me who doesn't want to say a word and I don't feel like saying anything to her, and we're watching TV, or I'm on the computer and she's watching TV, and we're not saying anything but we're doing it together, I think that's great.
But there's a lot of females don't consider that quality time, Joe. Why is that?
Because they're effed up. Because they have these expectations. They've been raised ever since they've been 3 years old. They're daddy's little girl. They're the little princess. They've been reading these stupid comic books. They watch Disney. They keep thinking that the man is always supposed to supply the entertainment, the excitement, the energy. And all they got to do is just show up. And maybe give a, you know, pop out a kid or two. But their expectation of what our relationship is, I've talked to dozens and dozens of women. They practically don't even know.
You know, and it's funny that you would say that, because to a lot of men out there, and I know there's a lot of men listening to the show, they feel like they're giving their significant other or their relationship, you know, 9+% of their time, so they feel like it's not that much of it even left, and then they constantly get hit with the fact that that's still not enough. Well, how much is enough?
What is it that women are doing that's so significant in a relationship that a man doesn't do, and even more? It's we protect women. We're the ones that protect women. We're on call 24 hours a day, right? If you're out with your chick and something happens, either she, people are looking at her, you know, cross-eyed, or maybe she says something inadvertently to get people upset, who's going to fight, the girl or you? You. So we're on call 24 hours a day for that. Then women got to complain about coming home. You know what? I'm working. I'm bringing home the bacon as much as you are. Baby, why don't you help me fold some towels? Why don't you help me wash the dishes? Now, both people are working 40 hours a week. I happen to agree with that. I don't think a man should slouch off. But the thing is that, again, this sense of entitlement that females have, it ruins relationships. Plain and simple.
Wow. Joy ain't jumping all over there. Joy. Okay, I guess she dips out for a moment.
Don't ask me, because I agree with you.
Can y'all hear me?
Are you back with us now? Hello? Are you back with us?
Yeah, because I got disconnected. Okay, and let me say this, okay? As far as, like, young girls are concerned, you know, young girls have a problem with not having, you know, some girls have a problem with not having father figures in their life, and therefore they get promiscuous and all of this. And you know, young girls, they need that foster figure. You know, all kids need that balance of parents. You know, they need the mom and the dad. Young girls, they really need that father figure in their life. And when he's not there, they go out doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Y'all hear me, Esther?
Yeah, Okay, so that exacerbates the problem. That's not helping the problem. That exacerbates it. So that's
right.
But
what I'm saying is the father figure needs to be in those girls' lives, because, you know, they're dependent on that. They want that. You know, they want that. Okay, you good thing. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Let's say they react against the father not being home. That's one side of the equation. The other side is, let's take a look at the fathers who are home. When they are home, then the girl, when she's growing up, she's daddy's little girl. She's daddy's little princess, right?
Right.
So then she also has affirmation from reading comic books about fairy tales and all that kind of good nonsense and romance. But what is romance really to a woman? A romance to a woman is, what is the guy doing for me? Ask a woman what romance is, and they're going to talk about their dates, about how they're picked up, about how they like to look nice, about how the guy pulls a seat out for them, how the guy opens the door, which is okay. I've never heard yet a woman talk about how she, in a romantic relationship, using the word romance, is about me and him. Never.
Okay, so what's your point?
The point is that if two people are in a relationship to please one another, only one is mainly pleasing, then the relationship doesn't work. And the reason why most relationships don't work, outside of the fact that there are, you know, a few men who are just plain jackasses, okay? We all have our baggage, you know, when we go from one relationship to the next. The point is that major reason why relationships don't work is that if you even have a guy who is rational, who is a nice guy, who is respectful and respectable, and he could be rich, he could be handsome, but the woman is going to be the one that is going to be the catalyst for why the relationship goes sour, all other things being equal.
You know what, Joe? I think, you know, you've had some really bad relationships in your past because it seems like you always want to blame the female for what has gone wrong in your life. And that's just you as an individual. You know, everybody...
No, it ain't. Y'all just be messing up. That's what's up. Y'all just be messing up. I'm riding with Joe today.
No. See, and there you go. With some bullshit like y'all just be messing up. Why? We got to be messing up. Paul, why can't you mess up?
We do mess up, and I already admitted that.
Hold on. It's a change up. Okay? So you and Joe, y'all always want to blame the bullshit on the women. Okay? Look inside yourself. Okay?
So what is
look
it that... Okay.
I'm saying... Look inside yourself.
All right, so let's look inside ourselves. If you know of a relationship where there's...
You're always quick to blame the women.
That's right, I am. Exactly.
Life.
There are only two genders, Joy. There's only men and women. It can't be perfect. It can't be 50-50, and it can't be 100-100.
Hold on.
Somebody else is trying to jump in on this. Hold on. 358, you're on live. Welcome to the show. 358, welcome to the show. You want to say something? Hello? Okay. You had your hands up. Wow. Discussion got a little
my
bit
thing
easy
is,
right
all
there.
My thing is, when a man come in, it's all that. Wow. She did this. She did that. Put on what you did. You know, it takes two to tango.
Didn't I admit to that?
Ain't nobody perfect.
This is one of the reasons why when a man can say something, the woman's going to go on and on and on.
You know, when you complain, the bullshit that you did to
me. See, listen, I haven't used any curse words. I haven't raised my voice. I expressed my opinion, but who's getting angry? Ta-da.
You know what, Joe? I really don't give a damn about how you
see? And this is the problem. And then the woman can't look inside herself to realize that she's the problem. It's always the man's problem because the man doesn't agree with princess. I'm sorry, princess. Should I have agreed with you 100%?
Oh, yeah, you called me what you want to, bro.
But I did. I called you princess. What's the problem with princess?
Okay, and I called you bro. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And
I'm bro.
You know,
princess.
I respect you.
Yeah.
I respect you, Joe, where you coming from. But to understand, you know, you and Tony and
Diddy?
Homeboy,
yeah.
Diddy,
okay.
Y'all always want to blame the women for what was
so
wrong
you're saying,
in your
so
life.
You're saying
but,
we are not, we don't know what we're talking about? Or let me talk for myself. You
no,
don't think
listen
I
listen to what... No, no, bro. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, we all have our idiosyncrasies, okay?
Right.
Nobody is perfect up in here.
That's true.
But it still takes two to tango, okay? You know what I'm saying? So whatever went wrong in the relationship,
it had to come from this side, and
it had to come from that side.
But, Joe,
that's
how I know you're not listening to him, Joe. He done repeated that like six times. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he ain't saying it loud enough. What?
Oh, now it's not loud enough.
Wow. He kept saying that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's perfect. That's why I've been quiet.
Oh.
What haven't you guys learned yet that you cannot win? Haven't you learned that you can't win? You can't win. So why are you wasting your breath? You can't win.
Who can't win? Who can't win? Because I know you ain't over there stirring the pot. Who can't win, KD? Come on and say it.
No, you didn't win because you were sitting over there being quiet.
What the hell are you talking about?
And Joe said the same thing like 9 times. So you can't win. You're right.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I've been coming on the show for about, I don't know, 6-7 months, maybe even longer. Now, outside of the times when I open up my mouth and I was sarcastic at times, right? Now, outside of those times.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Who generally, amongst the four of us, who generally gets really upset? Who's the one that gets really ticked off very easily?
I do, because y'all be saying stupid shit.
Wait a minute, Joe.
That makes the show. That makes
us who
we are. We're all dysfunctional.
True.
And we're all
Wait a minute. Okay. You can't blame your outburst on all of us. Not because, okay, we may be all dysfunctional, but don't put all that into the one sentence with your outburst. You have the outburst. I have been sarcastic.
That's because I've been saying stupid shit.
Oh, yeah, it's all stupid shit. I know. Because somebody doesn't agree with you, it's all stupid shit. I understand. Right.
Now, hold on. Can I ask something? How can you say we always putting the blame over there? Don't nobody always put the blame over there, because brothers need to claim their own fair share of the load.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong with us all. Nobody wants to be, you can be critical to the point of yourself, but ultimately, you're wondering what's going on over there. Because, on both sides of the fence, you got to come to some kind of mutual ground to function, coexist, to move forward, to have harmony. And sometimes people are busy dealing with yesterday and not busy enough dealing with today. Now, as a male and female, who happens to be the more emotional side of it?
Okay.
Joy, that's a question for you.
Ta-da!
Hey, maybe you should ask Joe and then she'll answer.
Yeah.
What? What?
There she is.
Now you don't want to say nothing. We're talking to you now. We
have none of you. I ain't scared of none of y'all.
Oh, God.
We're asking you to be scared. We're asking questions.
Oh,
what? We're not entitled to ask questions now?
Okay. Ask me the question again.
Answer the question. Of the two sexes, who are the more emotional?
Diddy, what are you doing bringing that all that stupid
women,
shit?
We are emotional because that's our makeup. That's who we are.
Okay.
And you men, y'all come with the dumb shit.
Here we go.
It's like,
so now
you can go to any site and it'll tell you women are much smarter than men.
Excuse you? In what way?
I said it. What?
I know you said it. What? But in what way? When it comes to relationships.
Yeah, women are.
Yeah, I know. You're all very smart. But the thing is that when a man and a woman get together, and I'm going to have to repeat myself to try to be more specific, I guess, is that even...
What? Hello?
Joe?
Diddy.
Joe?
Yeah.
Go right ahead, brother. Make your point,
okay.
Brother.
Men and women get together. Yeah, like I said before, there are a lot of men who are assholes, no doubt, all right? There are a lot of women who are assholes. The point I'm making is, how do you discern between who's the real jack-off, right? Okay, so when you get a man and woman together, and I'm saying this emphatically, when a man is a peaceful, harmonious, loving guy, and he gets a chick, the chick, because of her unrealistic expectations by being daddy's little girl, the little princess, and being raised with a sense of entitlement. It doesn't matter if the guy is a thug or if the guy's a nice guy, if the guy's handsome, if he's ugly, if he's sexy, not sexy. The relationship, the vast majority of the time, when it deteriorates, it's because of the woman's emotional imbalance by the sense of entitlement. Okay?
Hold on, Joe. I just let you speak.
I'll be bullshit now.
Joe, I'll let you jump all over that. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, you're talking about emotional imbalance. Okay? Look at the fact women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Okay? And women, we feel with our hearts and stuff. Okay?
And you're breaking up, Joy. You're breaking up.
Your cell phone's
doing
me a favor.
Joe, your phone is breaking up. Your phone is completely breaking up. We can't even hear what you're saying.
Even your cell phone
disagrees. Would you like to chime in on that, sir? Go right ahead. This is your moment to shine.
Well, you know, I'm totally going to disagree with Ms. LaShawn, and I'm in agreement with Joe from a male perspective. And, you know, that's pretty simple. You know what I mean? It's pretty simple. You know, fair is fair. But understanding the core which Joe proposed to find out which was the most emotional of the two, well, the correct answer, of course, is the female. And it was demonstrated. So there it is.
Yeah. Even her cell phone couldn't take it.
Hold on. I'm going to let this. Son, did you correct your phone as yet, ma'am? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm
your phone
you
was breaking apart.
Can you hear me now?
This is your moment to shine. There you go. Let's hear your rebuttal because K. Diddy and Mr. Joe have made their point. What is your point to contradict what
Okay. My point is women, you know, we being women, we think with our hearts, okay? Men, they think with their heads, the second one, okay? And, you know, it is what it is, okay? You know, we're human. So men, you know, men, women, we look at each other, and what attracts us is what we see first. You know what I'm saying? And, we think with our hearts. But, you know, also, too, you know, look at the fact that women, you know, a lot of women, we are the head of the household here, okay? And, you know, we're going to be stand office. We're going to be hard on who comes at us. You know what I mean? Because some of us, we're raising sons. We're raising sons to be men.
Uh-huh.
And our sons, they need that male figure in their life to become, you know, who they're going to become. And we as women, we can only do so much. I was a single mother for a long time. And I had two sons.
Now, hold on, Joy. Can I say something? So what about the women who are not single mothers? What about the women who are not raising their kids by themselves? What about the women who
are just over the top with it all? Okay, well, my thing right there is you're not a single mom and you know, you got a man that to be there for your sons and stuff. Let him be there, okay? But make sure he is who he is, because we got a lot of posers out there. We got a lot of men that want to be who they want to be and they're not, okay? And there's a lot of good men out there that want to be good fathers to their children, to the children that they're in a relationship with their mother with, okay? And let them be that. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we got men in our life and they want to discipline our son, you know, and we're like, okay, but understand too, that son of yours, he need that man, that man image in his life. Okay,
but
you have to be the, wait a minute, you've got to be the one to decide, well,
what does this have
know,
to do with relationships,
is,
though, Joy?
No,
but
what I'm saying is...
I'm sorry, let me rephrase the question. Maybe I didn't make the question correct. Let me rephrase it. Joe made a point earlier about the brothers who are out there trying to be the best that they can be, and they're catching hell. We understand the point about the single mother.
Right.
We understand the point about
okay.
the women who have been through some trials and tribulations, and that has a defense mechanism flying. But what about the brothers out there that's just trying to be the best that he can be, like Joe said, and he is still catching hell for stuff that he did not do? Because he, in this moment, he's trying to be the best that he can be. But he's still catching hell.
Somebody have unreal expectations. No matter what that man does, I don't feel like it's different. He has a whole other picture of what.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Joy. That's it.
But, understand where I'm coming from. There has been a lot of women out here that has been a single parent, and it's really hard for a female
Joy. We cannot that. We agree with that completely, 100%, because they've been through the ringer. They've been through the mill. They've been down the road and dealt with brothers who were less than men. Let's put it like that. We get that. You know what I mean? Those points are undeniable. Can't nobody knock them. Matter of fact, for the men on the council, we all in agreement with that part, right?
Yep.
Right.
All right. We're going to move on from that. We are discussing the part where Joe said what happens when the woman does not have those set of issues to deal with. Never did, never. All of that is not. She just be living her life, and as a brother comes along, trying to do right and doing those things and no kids involved, but he's still catching hell.
Well, you know, that's on the female. That's on the female. Because if you got a good brother that's coming in there and he loves you and you your kids, which is a package deal, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a thin line right there. Because a lot of women feel like, okay, he's coming up here trying to tell me what to do with my kids. Okay, well, if he cares enough for you and he cares enough, you got boys that you're trying to raise, because it's really hard for a female to teach a boy how to be a man. He needs that man in his life. So being a female, you got to decide where – okay, is this man good for my kids? Okay, and if we got a gut feeling in our gut, okay, and if you're not feeling that, you know you get a rumbling where it's like, okay, I'm not feeling that. Don't put it out there, okay? Because this is very sensitive here, okay? Being a single mom. I was a single mom for a long time. It's a hard thing. But if you got a man that's coming into your life that cares about you and your kids, okay, talk to him. All of y'all need to sit down and, like, okay, let's talk about
And one of us guys going to start saying something about it's not easy for a single father to raise a child either. It's not even easy for a man to deal with a woman that got some badass kids. You know, so let's keep it fair
two. Let's put it out there, two. That the brand is the same thing goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of hard-working men out here that do love their woman and do accept those kids as his own and do everything he can, you know, to be a father to a child. And the in-laws get involved. You know, the grandparents, they telling the child that she don't have to, he or she don't have to listen to that man because that man is not their father, but this man is providing
daddy.
Them.
Well, he's your daddy at that point, okay?
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's a whole flip side to all of that. And far as I'm concerned, it takes a special man, a real man, that could love a woman and love her kids, you know, unconditionally. Every man can't do that because there's a lot of factors that play into that. Like I said, the kids, however bad they are, because baby kids is incorrigible. Nobody like a bad kid. I don't give a shit who it is. And if our in-laws, if they get involved with it in that kid's head, you know, it's going to be chaos. And if the parent, either one, mother, father, is not strong enough to keep those outside influences out of their relationship, it's going to be continual drama. So it's the same thing for the man and the woman, Joy. It ain't no different.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Having said that, you know, you are so right about that, Diddy. You know, because the way things are these days, it is really hard to bring up a child anyway with whatever situation it is because, you know, when we came up, things were totally different. Our children, you know, coming up with them, it's like, well, dang, you know, I got to deal with this, I got to deal with that. You know, wearing certain colors in a neighborhood. You know, it's really crazy now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're talking about stress, Joy. So, okay, let's say that the majority of females that don't have any husbands in their lives, have kids, are single mothers, okay, they got stress, given. What does that still have to do with the balance of relationships between a man and a woman in general?
Because women are going to be sensitive about who comes in their life, and if they have male children, they're going to be like, don't be talking to my son like that. You know, and, you know, it weighs on the woman to be like, okay, look, okay, this is me, this is my kids, okay? And they're going to have to sit down, they're going to have to talk, and it's really hard. It's very hard because the way the economy is, the way that situations, you know, because right now a lot of women are the head of the household, and believe me, I've been there, done that, and you know we have attitudes and stuff. So if a man gonna come
on,
up in our women, a man gonna come up in our area, and we got male children, and he sees that homeboy need to be.
Yeah, but like Tony was saying, what if you don't have any kids? Okay, you're just a normal female. Maybe you've been divorced. You don't have any kids. Still, mm-hmm. What has that got to do with the state of relationships in America today?
Hey, I just want to know why you give me. I want me an attitude credit. I want me an attitude credit card too.
You want to carry around a balance, right?
Card here. Tell me
I can just have an attitude because I'm emotional and just be pissed off whenever the hell I get ready, and I don't really have to have a valid reason just because I want to.
I like to carry around a valid. Let me get very specific, try to boil it down to what I think may be the least common denominator here. Okay, if a man and a woman are together and they're both taking into consideration that the so-called normal man, normal woman, all right? If a woman treats a man well, she will be appreciated by the man. You can't get rid of him. If a man treats his woman well over a consistent period of time, she will not appreciate it. That's my bottom line. And that's why I believe that the relationships in America today, especially America, when you consider all the Western industrialized nations with the daddy complex and the sense of entitlement, that is what's wrong with the relationships today. Regardless of whether you're a single mama, you got daddy mama problems, that's the bottom line.
That's really hello.
So, So what are you saying, Joe?
I just thought I said it.
He said it.
Okay, so that women are what? We're not appreciated of what we got, or what? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
We're not appreciated.
That's what you're saying. You put it out there.
Wait a minute. You know what, Joe? I don't know the women that you've had to deal with in your life, but it's not always like that. Because
yeah,
there
it
are
is
some
always
women
like that.
Out
yeah,
here that
it is.
Appreciate
you talk
that
to men, they'll tell you. If you talk to women and you ask them what they've been doing for the man lately, they'll I'm there for him. I show up. I in his bed. Big deal.
Okay,
men
well,
are becoming
know,
men are becoming
that,
very
bro.
Sophisticated nowadays, and you know what they're saying? You
know
what men are saying? What are
you
bringing? You know what men are saying? Men are saying, "What are you bringing to the table?" Because you got
to
be more than just
more
a pretty face.
To a table, bro. Okay.
What?
You got to bring more than a penis to a table.
Yeah,
okay?
We know that. We've
I
been
don't
doing
know what
that.
Type of, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm,
I don't
yeah,
know what
okay.
type of women that you've dealt with.
Not just me. What have I said? I said, you talk to men, you talk to women, you're going to get the same idea. It's not me. It's men in general.
Huh?
You can go on any blog talk show, as a matter of fact, and you'll get the same philosophy. You can talk to your girlfriends.
Okay.
Talk to your own personal male friends and really talk to them. See what they say. Not just me.
Okay. I do that. You know, I can do that.
And that's what got to be done because, you know, there's enough blame to go around. And I personally feel as though one of the main things that we all got to stop doing as men and women is just this constant back and forth, you know, the woe is me syndrome, back and forth, men and women, because they're brothers. Who are highly guilty of it, and there are women who are highly guilty
very
of it
true.
Also, this back and forth, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not that dude from 10 years ago, nor are you that woman from 5 years ago.
Exactly.
Each one of us needs to judge everybody on their own merits and their demerits, and that's as realistic as a comment as I can pass. We have
they
to judge
the truth.
Others. Say that again, brother.
Okay.
You can't handle the truth.
Now, that's
well, he's right.
Even though KBD is being KBD in his old fashion, that's true.
He's
most
right.
Most of us are capable of handling the truth.
And it's not just you, Joy. It's the vast majority of females. They'll try to dance around the subject like they're doing the cha-cha. The thing is that nowadays, men are becoming very sophisticated because a lot of men now are realizing that they're getting the income. They're getting the status, okay? There's been a breakup in the nuclear family, and they're now asking, what are you bringing to the table? You can't just bring your vagina. You can't just bring your body. You got to bring something else. And most women nowadays, they're making a lot of money.
To the table either, okay?
No. They're not sharing their money with the men. They're sharing their money with themselves and their girlfriend. They'd rather spend money on a Prada bag than they would
you
on their boyfriend.
You can't say that, Joe, because you're not
because
a female.
I've been talking to men and women for a long, long time, Joe. Joy.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just my opinion.
Hold up. Understand something, too. Okay? There have been surveys that have been made because women make less than men do doing the same damn job. Yes, yes, okay? We're doing the same damn job. We're getting paid less because we're females.
Because you've worked
okay?
at it less.
So, yeah.
When you want to take a look at those surveys, when you want to take a look at those people who have really investigated those surveys, for example, I forgot the guy's name, but he went around the country on a speaking tour a few years back, and he asked people, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? And they tell him, this is what, you know, this is their job. How many of you are willing to work overtime? How many of you take time off for, let's say, some sort of family situation? Women on the same job as men, the same occupation, generally do not work the overtime as men do. They don't have the same type of ambition as men do. But yet, 51% of the positions in the United States are in managerial positions are taken by women, and they're still complaining.
No, that's some bullshit.
Well, you're complaining right now.
I can tell you some shit, Joe, okay?
Like, all right, I'm listening.
My job.
I'm listening.
Okay, my job. They depend on me to do a whole bunch of shit, okay? I've been cut back because of,
talking too much.
Management and money and all this bullshit. Okay, well, you depend on me. You got other people up in my job that don't do a damn thing. Okay? I'm doing all this shit. Y'all come to me and depend on me. Okay? I'm being cut back because of what? I don't give a flying fuck whatever because somebody has been grandfathered in. Okay, you might have been grandfathered in, but I'm doing my job and your shit. Okay, so yeah, I got a real problem with that because people depend on me to do certain things at my job.
So,
okay,
so here we go. Here we go with expectations. Your expectations are that they appreciate your value, your contribution to their job. Is that correct? Is that why you're upset?
You know what, bro? I really don't give a flying fuck about what they feel. I know what I do, and I know what the people depend on me to do. Okay? Yeah, I got an attitude right now. I really do. And because people depend on me to do certain things, and so I'm not there to do that, it ain't going to get done until I get there. My hours have been cut back. Okay, and they depend on me, you know, to do certain shit. I got a real problem with that right now because, you know, they depend on me to do certain things. If I'm not there, it won't get done until I get there.
Well, I have a question. How do people cut people back that they depend on? Shouldn't that go the other way?
Yeah, hey, me and you are on the same a thing right there, bro. Okay, we're on the same.
Seems like that should go the other way, not that way. So seem like they don't appreciate you. That's what it seems like. If that's the case.
Oh, yeah, actually, you could be getting a raw deal too. I mean, a lot of people will get laid back with that. Don't deserve to be getting laid off or laid back or demoted. So if that's the case, Joy, then it's a raw deal. The thing is, again, in terms of, since we only have a few minutes left, talking about relationships, do you keep on believing that the women are practically blameless? And I say no.
No. I'm not saying women are blameless. I am not. I'm definitely not saying that. Because we have our own blame. You know, we have our own things that we got to deal with. I'm not saying that at all.
But overall,
women
you believe most men are responsible. But let me ask you this. Do you believe that most men overall, taking into consideration the thugs, the nice guy, the responsible guy, the irresponsible guy, that overall, when it comes to relationships between men and women, doesn't matter if they're black or white or Asian, et cetera, do you think that most of the time that men are responsible for either the breakup or for the tension within a relationship or for having a bad relationship?
But, you know what, Joe? It's just not just the men. You know, women, we are responsible for our own things.
Yeah, but what percentage
do
you think? Out of 100 relationships, do you think men are 50% responsible, 60% responsible, 55%, 70%?
No, it's a 50-50 deal. Okay.
I'm not talking about
the input into
a relationship. I'm talking about when relationships go sour. Who is responsible? It's only men or women, so, I mean, you know, who's responsible?
But, Joe, listen to what I'm saying. You can't really say who's responsible because it depends on the situation, okay? Women, we all are responsible for our end, and men are responsible for their end. You know, we all do some...
I contend, Your Honor, she's evading the question.
No, I'm not evading the question. I'm just saying we all are responsible for, you know, whatever situation we're in. Okay? You know, you got to look at it like, okay, well, he did this shit and she did this shit. You know, we're all responsible. You know, be grown and you know, be grown and
yeah, but who's more responsible? Percentage-wise.
You can't say who's more responsible. No, you can't say who's more responsible.
Why not?
Because
it can't be
50-50.
You can't be 50-50. You can't bring it right. You can't break it right down the line and say, well, men are 50% responsible for the breakups and for being stressed out, creating stress.
What I'm saying is you got to look at the situation. You know.
Yeah, but out of all the situations that occur, how many are done by men who are being irresponsible, who are being assholes, as opposed to women who are being responsible.
That's
but you're
saying
you don't know.
Women can be responsible for the dumb shit that we do, just like men can be responsible for the dumb shit that they do.
Okay? Forget it,
and no, what I'm saying is everybody got to be responsible for, you know, what you walk into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
Joe.
Tony.
Give me a number because
All right. Good.
What statistical number would you be aiming at?
Overwhelmingly, at least 75-80% of the relationships, okay, of supposedly good relationships, are broken down, are created by women who do not appreciate their men. In other words, again, you have a good woman and a supposedly good man together, they will break up mainly because women cannot handle harmony. They're always looking for drama, always looking for excitement, always looking to have those expectations met. When they get disappointed, they blame men.
Saying. I don't know the type of women that you deal with.
Not just me. How many times do I have to
like
keep
that.
Saying?
Every
if you keep talking,
like
talk to the guys in your family.
Sure.
Talk to other
what
guys.
What number would you say, Joy?
As far as what?
You
know,
just
he,
said
he's trying
8
to,
out of
he's
10.
Trying,
he would blame the woman 8 out of
Joe
10.
Is trying
give
to
me a
put,
number.
Joe is trying to put, you know, all women in one
no,
book.
No, no, no. Give me a number,
like
Joy.
That.
Give me a number. Give me a number.
Okay. What, 35%?
35,
45%. K. Diddy. 75.
Huh? 75. Of course he's
going to say that. 75
in which corner? 75 in which corner, K. Diddy?
And women screw up good relationships.
And 75. You know, that's why we are where we are. Okay? That's why we are where we are. Your lucky ass is going to say 85% of women. No, bro, you can't do that. It's a
50-50.
Yeah,
okay, hold
on. So just so I can be clear, I understand this. So now we're going
to
be denied our own opinion. So we can't even think how and feel how we want to feel because it's not conducive to what you think, right?
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. What?
All right. Well, and on that note, go ahead, K. Diddy.
No, go ahead. That's right. We'll leave it there. That's true.
No, we're gonna do the part two next week, y'all, because we're down to the last 6 seconds of the show. This one was real good. We're going to encourage Joe from Montana to call back and do his thing. All right? So, Can a Player Play Live, 2:30 every Sunday. You know how we do. It's a raw movement thing. I'll ask you, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is not Malcolm X. Fidel Castro. You know, Idi Amin.